broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
We on?
Yes, you are.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome
Sports
to Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, feeling good.
Feeling real good. Rocker sticks around.
Hey.
Rock. What kind of, hey.
Oh, ho.
And the guy, the man.
With the controls.
Behind the controls.
Yes, I can shut your microphone off anytime.
Well,
you
I might
can
need
shut
it.
Us down.
Thank you, sir.
Oh.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. We got a great show tonight.
Great Speak. Show. We got some big call-ins.
Yeah, we got. What a great time of the year it is.
Ooh.
March Madness.
March Madness.
We got a beautiful week ahead. We got snow flying Saturday, so we might as well stay home and watch basketball.
Basketball all day.
Might as well. Is that the Big Ten tournament?
Yep.
Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. Everybody
starts
tonight.
Everybody's
believe, don't it? Yeah.
Conference tournaments are going to be going on.
Yeah. It's
going
to be fun.
We have a great show tonight. We got Hal McCoy. We're going to talk to Hal here in about 15 minutes. Friend of the show.
Man.
And Hall of Fame beat writer of the Reds and Dayton Daily News. Fee, we love talking to Big Hal.
We like Hal. Hal's great. I mean, I'll be interested to see what he thinks about what's going on right now.
He likes Bubba and Fee.
He talks to us.
Yes, he does.
For some reason.
I don't know why.
We ain't sure why.
Because you're nice to him. And he sold a whole lot of books when he was here.
He did sell record books.
Yeah.
For recovery. Only in the Fort.
Fort Covering Center. And half of that was St. Henry people, too. So it's Fort Covering Center people.
Yep.
And
yep.
There ain't no better Reds fans than this area.
Not in this area.
Yeah.
We're diehards.
And it's been that way since
Wally Post.
Early 50s with Wally Post.
You got it.
And they haven't given us a good reason not to still love them. So.
And then right after we talk to Hal McCoy, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk to Ohio State 24/7 beat writer
Buckeyes.
Steve Hellwagon. And we're going to talk about the Buckeyes' big week coming up. And the season was spring practice started yesterday. I'm sure Steve, and you know when we talk to him, that guy is knowledge central.
He knows everything about the Buckeyes.
He can go back and talk to you about 40 years ago.
Yep.
About a game and the whole. It's just like it's. I just love it.
Yeah, a game before he was born.
Yeah,
he knows all about it.
Absolutely. Well, so we're gonna take a break. We're gonna pay some bills, and we're gonna go back. Hal McCoy joins us.
Yes, sir. The Hall of Famer.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes 3 pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 one-pound side dishes, and 4 rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Wow! The Win on the Wabash is excited to announce an exclusive St. Patrick's Day interview with each of our headlining entertainment acts for this year, Jake Worthington and Drew Parker. Drew and Jake join me, RJ, virtually starting at 7 p.m. on March 17th to talk about their careers, music, and excitement for this year's WOW. you can watch live on the WOW Super Raffle Facebook page or on our YouTube channel, WOW Raffle. You can also listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. So come shamrock and roll with me, Jake Worthington, and Drew Parker on March 17th as we get pumped up for the 2022 Win on the Wabash.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and we are joined by our good friend and Hall of Fame writer,
the Hall of Famer,
Cincinnati Reds and Dayton Daily News, Hal McCoy. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bubba and Fee. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, real good.
That's good.
Well, we're good, except
couple missing baseball. What's going on?
It's killing me.
What's that?
Baseball. No baseball's killing me.
Yeah, what's baseball?
It's a game they used to play back in the old days.
Yeah, exactly. It's
crazy.
Yeah.
How we're in the...
Except when they start ruining it by making all these absurd new rules, like a seven-inning doubleheaders and putting a ghost runner on base. It's not the game that you and I grew up and loved.
Ain't that the truth.
At least if they were doing it now, it would be better than nothing. And this absurdity that they're going through trying to get a new contract.
Yeah, this is the ninth work stoppage in MLB history. And it's kind of crazy. All these other sports and baseball just can't figure it out, can they?
Yeah, absolutely right. Just haggling over money. And I think right now it's a matter of the owners wanting to break the union. I think they want to try to get rid of the union. So both sides are very stubborn, and they're still far apart. They had another meeting today, and it broke up with no resolution, and they have canceled two more series. So now we're going to lose the first five series of the season.
We're old enough to remember we've had some partial lockouts. I think the last couple was real short. But I remember, I think it was in 94-95, we're old enough to remember that. That was about 230 days, and that really sucked. And I'm foreseeing something crazy like that.
Yeah, that was the last big one. That was the last lockout strike. Mm-hmm. And that canceled the World Series and playoffs. And so that was really, really bad. And like you said, I don't think they're going to get baseball underway before May 1st. If then, I'm just guessing. I have no inside information on that, but it looks like it could go that long.
Don't look good, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
We got to get this thing settled before the Field of Dreams, because we got to get your butt to Iowa.
That'd be big.
I know. It's looking forward to that. That was going to be real big. Of course, they did that wrong. They should have had the Reds and the White Sox in the very first one.
Yep.
Because those were the two teams in the 1919 World Series. And, it's going to be the Reds and the Cubs this year if they get it in.
We Manfred just issued a statement and talked about, there's no deal tonight and canceling of the week two now. And the Major League Baseball comes out, and I just read their statement they just released. And I just don't like the wording. Major League Baseball saying we want the deal. And I just think the owners are, I think COVID dented their pocketbooks and they ain't happy and they're trying to change it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, people always ask me who's at fault in this thing. And I always say, well, both of them. But it was management to when the players made the first proposal, right, when the other contract ran out. The owners waited a month before they came back with an offer. And then they locked up spring training. Then they canceled games. So. They didn't have to do this. I just think that this is something they want to do.
Yeah. You had a neat statement this weekend. You talked about Bob Castellini, and you kind of it was kind of interesting. What'd you say? A frozen mackerel?
Our relations have been like a frozen mackerel, pretty cold. When I worked for Fox Sports Ohio as a columnist, he went to Fox, and that's the people who televise their games. And he went to Fox, and he said, "I want that guy gone. He's killing us." Hmm. So Fox called me and said, "We're going to have to let you go." We love what you're doing, and we love your writing and everything you're doing. But he's the big man, and he controls the purse strings, and he wants you gone. So we're going to have to let you go. Well, I wrote him a little note and told him, you know, I've been covering the Reds since 73 and covered the Big Red Machine, and I love the Reds, and but what you don't understand is I have to be honest. You don't pay me. The fans aren't stupid. They know what's going on. I have to write what I see. And I guess it got to him because he went back to Fox and said, hire him back. And they did. But then when I said, our relations since then has been like a frozen mackerel.
this stage in your career, are you the point where, you know what, are you like, I mean, you've always been that way. You've always called it as you see it.
Yeah.
But right. With an owner like Castellini, I know, you know, Marge, and we've been through all, but Castellini is really a hard guy to like.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And he made a whole lot of promises that he hasn't kept. You know, he said we're not going to be happy until the fans are happy because the fans are what it's all about. But he has not shown that. Has not invested the money to put good teams on the field. And when he bought the team, he said he wanted to take it back to the days of the Big Red Machine. And I shook my head then. And I said, nobody's ever going to put another Big Red Machine on the field.
No.
That's not going to happen. But at least you can be competitive. And just seems to me that he's like all the other owners. They really don't care about the fans. They make all their money from television. And now they can survive without fans. So the fans are not taken into consideration anymore.
When you look back and you look at this year's ball club, and you know, as soon as this thing settled, I mean, it is going to be a free for all, and the Reds have some,
it really is,
and the Reds have some huge decisions,
big decisions.
Yes, they do.
What's your take right now? Gut feeling, Castellanos.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone. He's a free agent, and I think he's going to end up with the Cubs. He loved it there. The Cubs want him. That would be my guess where he's going to be. Now, the Reds are in shed the salary stage. I mean, they gave away Wade Miley for nothing.
Yeah.
Let him go a free agent. And they traded Tucker Barnhart for nothing.
Yeah.
And it's just a couple of salary dumps. So, all you see right now is they're signing minor league players to major league contracts.
Yeah.
So
it's like a rebuild.
Good.
They're going to put their chips all in these young kids, and you know, Hunter Green and who's our, yeah, you know,
Jonathan India.
I think we got
Lodolo.
Lodolo.
Yeah. All the kids that are going to be making the major league minimum.
Yeah.
If we ever decide what the major league minimum is.
If what that is, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be. I think it's going to be a tough season for the Reds. I hope not. I hope that Castellini has a little change of heart, but I'm like you, buddy. I don't like the way it looks.
Don't look too good.
No, certainly doesn't. You know, gave away one of their best starting pitchers and a very good catcher and a leader in the clubhouse. Tucker Barnhart was the guy that everybody went to.
Yep.
He was a real good leader. And to get rid of him, I know they've got Tyler Stevenson, who looks like he's going to be pretty good, but he is not the defensive catcher that Tucker Barnhart was.
Mm-hmm. When you my wife loves Tucker Barnhart too, so she's in a rage. She didn't talk for a month to me.
Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, are you guys home yet, or are you still driving home?
No, we got quite a ways to go. We live in Englewood, north of Dayton, and we were almost to Centerville, south of Dayton.
So you feeling you're in pretty good hands there with wifey?
Oh, she's my chauffeur.
Great chauffeur.
Huh? Being legally blind, I can't get behind the wheel. I want to, but nobody will let me.
No one will let you.
I don't understand the rules.
Rules aren't right.
I don't either.
They're so stupid.
You know, these cars drive themselves these days.
Exactly.
Behind the wheel.
Yeah, you know, the guy over here, Harold Feely, the big fee, he's a car salesman, so he'll set you up.
Yeah, we'll get you one.
Oh, okay.
Drive yourself.
Okay. What do you drive, Fee?
A little bit of anything, actually. We got late model cars.
He does used.
A lot of used stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So recent model used.
Yep.
One thing about now is March Madness, and March Madness is a wonderful time of the year. And you can't beat this, and we're going to have a hell of a lot of fun watching. It'd be so big if UD could make that tournament.
Sneak in.
That would be wonderful. I mean, after what happened to them 2 years ago when they were 29-2 and looked like they would have a top seed and got the season closed on them, it would just be poetic justice
if
the Flyers made it. Excuse me. I've really enjoyed watching the Flyers this year because 11 freshmen and
they're young.
Season 1-3, and they lost to three teams that the three of us could have beaten.
Yep.
And then they just matured. It's so much fun to watch. And if they can win the A-10 tournament, of course they get an automatic bid. And I don't see why they can't do that. But
sure,
there are days when they don't play so well too. So you never know what team is going to show up with them. Maybe if they make the final tournament and get beat, they might make it.
Well, a couple things happened. I think there was some big upsets. I think teams that were on the bubble. So I posed this to Lenardi on Twitter. If UD would be one of the last four, and Wright State probably is one of the bottom four.
Yeah.
They both could play at UD this week.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, along with Xavier.
Yeah.
Xavier's on that list, too.
They're in there, too.
That would be something, yeah. Yeah, well, Lenardi has Wright State as a 16 seed, along with Bryant University.
Yeah.
He's got them playing each other at Dayton.
Playing game.
That's going to be so much fun.
Oh, right. They're going to bring Wright State here. They're not going to have enough seats in the place.
So will you get to that?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Heck,
I love college basketball, and I cover UD for the website up there, Press Pros Magazine.
Yeah,
yep. And I do all the home games, and I do the road games from TV, and I really, really enjoy that.
Hmm. I thought you were retired. Christ, you work harder now than you ever did.
You're wide open.
You're right. I think I'm writing more than I did before. So
I think your wife's probably loving that, too, get you out of the house.
Yeah, my wife just said, yes, you are.
Well, I'll tell you.
Cy Burek, my former sports editor, once said, I may be shy, but I'm not retiring.
Cy Burek, when we opened up our high school basketball gym he dedicated it. He was our guy we brought in.
He was our main guest.
He was the speaker.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, 1974, 75, 76.
73, somewhere in there.
Wow. He, of course, was my mentor. He was the boss when I first came into Dayton.
Boy, I miss
Wonderful
the
guy.
Yeah, I miss he the was. Old papers, man. I used to loved it. Absolutely loved it. Al McCoy, you're a champion. You know that?
You're the best.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. A lot of fun.
We'll get this thing settled. We're going to get you back on here, and then we're going to talk some real Reds baseball.
Talk a little baseball.
Yeah, we get some real baseball going. That'll be fun. I miss it. You know, they should be having spring training right now. And
that's exactly
having
right.
Having people talk about the game. But you watch the ESPN now on any of the ESPN stations, nobody's talking baseball, and that's not good for the game.
That is not good.
Got to get this thing settled and get underway.
I'm with you, brother. We love you, brother.
Sounds
Thanks
good.
For calling.
Hey,
be safe.
Anytime, guys. Thank you. All right, you too, guys. Take care.
That is Hal McCoy of Hall of Fame writer, and we love him. Let's take a break. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Thanks. Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, my name is Ava Shane.
I'm Sophie Pearson.
And I'm Ella Shane.
And we are the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Team, and we're having our annual pulled pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $8 each, and you can get one of Wendell's Barbecue's famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 13th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners available on March 13th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
Bye.
Bye.
Every high school and junior high school choir students will be performing their annual cabaret concert this Sunday, March 13th in the Royal Auditoria at the Fort Recovery Middle School, and it's free to the public. Act 1 will begin at 6 p.m., and Act 2 will begin at 7:15 p.m., and each act features songs of different genres of music, including Broadway, country, the 70s, various ballads, spiritual, and the music of today. Feel free to come and enjoy both acts or just one act. Come out and support our choral students for their cabaret concert this Sunday evening, with Act 1 starting at 6 and Act 2 starting at 7:15. We hope to see you there.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Fancy. Cooper Farms has locations in
Okay, this time I think I really mean it.
Okay, we all want to try?
Yeah.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we're joined by Mr. Steve Hellwagon, who's filling up his belly right now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. What's going on?
Well,
we're getting excited about basketball.
Well, you may be the only one. I don't know. they've run off a lot of their fans here this past week. They were 1-3, I guess, here the last 8 days of the season, and lost to a couple teams with losing records, Maryland and Nebraska. Some of the shine is kind of off the season, and then losing to Michigan, that never sits well with anybody in the last game. So.
Maybe
they
need
to hit the reset button here when they get apples tomorrow.
Maybe they get it all out of their system and get on a run now.
Play in the winter of Penn State and Minnesota, which is getting ready to tip off here in about 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
When you look at the game on Sunday, and Ohio State really played a good first half. I mean, that the last 5 minutes of that half was as good as they played all year. And to come out as flat as they did, are we just dead tired? Are we wore out? Are we too thin? What's your take?
Well, yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, they were up 37-30 there at halftime and end up losing the game, obviously. Michigan pulled ahead in the second half and really didn't have a problem putting them away at the end. I mean, it was just kind of very lackluster playing the second half. And I think it is stretched a little thin. You had Zed Key came back and played a little bit, and he re-injured his ankle. And he's going to be a game-time decision for the game tomorrow, either Penn State or Minnesota. And Kyle Young, he couldn't play. His last game at Ohio State was introduced for senior day, but couldn't play. He's got a concussion, and he's ruled out for the game tomorrow. And I would think it's a long shot that he would play at all this weekend. I mean, I don't know how soon or how quickly he's going to get back from that concussion that was suffered a week ago Tuesday when they lost to Nebraska, so 8 days ago. So, you know, you take those two guys out, and Michi Johnson hurt his ankle a little bit as well, and it was just you're down two or three guys, and you're playing all these games bunched up in a short amount of time, and it was just too much for him to overcome. So, yeah, I think it's a combination, just the injuries and the having two games rescheduled really kind of messed up the schedule. They had all those games bunched up at the end, eight games in the last 20 days, and it really caught up with them there at the end.
When you look at the Buckeyes and you know, Chris is catching a lot of hell over here, and I'm a huge Holtman fan. But he has problems getting some bigs in, and this losing to Michigan like that, and the people are already mad, that really fires them up even more.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a sellout crowd of 19,000 people. As it turned out, if they'd won the game, given the fact that Iowa went out later in the day and blew a game, they had to lead the whole way against Illinois, and they blew it at the end. When that happened, at Ohio State won, they would have been the fourth seed, and they wouldn't have had to play till Friday. So you blew that, 19,000 people, it was senior day, and it was the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
It was a four-banger, you know?
That's a killer.
You know, how do you lose with any of those things that are happening, let alone all of them happening on the same day? So, you know, that's a tremendous question, and he said it was unacceptable after the game. And, you know, there's been some unacceptable things that have happened.
Yeah.
A couple, three times, you know, and you don't want to have too many unacceptables before it becomes truly unacceptable.
That's exactly right. When you look at this team, you know, Malachi is just playing. He's just really stepped his game up. EJ is arguably the best player in the league. But we got Michi is not healthy. Zed Key is not healthy. I honestly don't know if you'll ever see Kyle Young on the floor again with his history of concussions. I ain't too sure we ain't better off winning the first game and losing against Purdue and resting.
Yeah, you may be onto something there because it would give them, you know, 4 or 5 days where they can come back and heal up and get as many people ready as possible for the NCAA tournament. Yeah. Figure if they're playing on Thursday, they probably head wherever they're going on Wednesday, and if you're playing on Friday, probably head out on Thursday. So maybe they'll get a good draw this time, although these losses at the end of the year really messed up their seed. When they beat Illinois 2 weeks ago, you know, on Thursday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, they were up to a 4 seed in a lot of the projections. Well, now you go 1-3 since then, and each one of those losses has dropped you a line, and now you're like number 7 seed, where the first game you're playing a 10, you know, maybe a 55-45 shot to win that game, 50-50, however you look at it. But then the next game you're playing one of the top 10 teams in the country, and what do you put the odds of that at? 15-20% maybe, if you play really well. So trying to get to the Sweet 16, which has been the goal, you know, this program hasn't made it since 2013, 9 years now,
gonna be tough.
Looking less and less a possibility unless they get real healthy and play really well. That's you know, still out there.
Ohio State has not been to the Sweet 16 since 2013. I did not know that.
It was the year that they made it to the regional championship in Los Angeles, and they lost, I think it was Wichita State, and they were one game away from the Final Four with Aaron Kraft
yeah.
and Sean Thomas. Sullinger had already left the year before when they went to the Final Four. That was his last year, sophomore year. And then Thomas and Kraft were juniors the following year, 2013. And they had a really good team. And that was the year they went down to Dayton. I think they beat, was it Iowa State on a buzzer beater?
Kraft hit a bunt, yeah.
Yeah, Kraft hit a shot, and then LaQuentin Ross hit a shot in the next game to beat Arizona.
Yeah.
So, in Los Angeles, and then they lost, got upset. They, I forget the exact seed, maybe a 2-7, I don't know. I forget the exact seeds on it, but it was a big upset for Wichita as an 8 or 9 seed to get to the Final Four that year. So, you know, and then the next year after that, they went to Buffalo, and Kraft was a senior, and they lost to Dayton
in
the first round of the tournament.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's they haven't gotten out of the first weekend really ever since. Hmm. So, you know, this doesn't look like it's going to be the team that changes that. But, you know, what's crazy is
March is crazy.
Like March is crazy. You had a team like UCLA last year. Got into the 10 or 11 seed.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And they reeled off a bunch of wins and beat Michigan in the regional finals and got to the Final Four.
Yep.
So, you know, it can get crazy. But as we said, unless this team gets healthy and you know Young can play and he can play, then you don't hold out a lot of hope. I mean, it'd be difficult.
Yep. So are you making the trip to Indy tomorrow?
Yeah, we have spring football. Second practice is tomorrow at Ohio State, and we'll have some interviews with some players at around 11 a.m. And when that's all done, around 12, we're going to just pick up and head on to Indianapolis from there. So
great day.
Yeah, we'll get out there early in the day and get situated and get downtown and watch whatever's going on, the early game there tomorrow night. And then get ready for the OSU game, probably start around 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yep. So I'm thinking your game plan is to have a couple enchiladas tonight at your favorite Mexican place, and then tomorrow you're going to hit St. Elmo's.
St. Elmo's.
Well, you know, I wish that we could. I don't know that that's in the plan. If they make it to the following night on Friday, if they win, which, you know, they should be favored to beat whoever comes out of this game tonight. I mean, they beat both these teams twice in the regular season, so you figure they're going to be favored. If they get out of this and maybe play Friday night, maybe we'll go down there for a steak early or late afternoon. And
there you go.
Then head over to the arena. That would be good because it is amazing food there. Indianapolis got all kinds of restaurants and places to go. That's for sure. We're just not getting much nightlife out of this. With a 9 o'clock start, it's going to be about 12:30 a.m. When we leave the arena, it's going to be past my bedtime. Get back to the hotel.
You know, it's hell getting old, ain't it?
It is. Yeah. It's no fun, I can tell you that.
I'm with you a lot. I'll tell you what, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're eating supper and we want to let you go. But I'll tell you what, during the end of the tournament, if we're still in it, let's hook up again and we'll talk Ohio State hoops and spring football.
Yep, give me a buzz. We'll talk about it then, guys. Be good.
Sounds good, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Have a good one. We're going to take a break. That was Steve Hellwagon, 24/7 beat writer of Ohio State. And we're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
The Wayne Street.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or six pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or six pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes is sponsoring a fun event to benefit the high school bowling teams. It's a Scotch Doubles three-game tournament on Friday, March 11th, starting at 7 p.m. Scotch Doubles is a unique two-person tournament where one bowler throws the first ball and their partner picks up the spare. You switch the order when the first bowler throws a strike, and it's a progressive no-tap tournament with the first game regular bowling, the second game is 9-pin no-tap, and the third game is 8-pin no-tap. This Scotch Doubles tournament is just $25 per two-person team, or you can just rent a lane for up to six bowlers for $60. There will be a bowling ball raffle, door prizes, and prizes for top score, and each bowler receives a free drink ticket. Here's a chance to try something different and help the high school bowling teams raise some money. The Scotch Doubles tournament, benefiting the boys and girls high school bowling teams on Friday night, March 11th. To reserve your spot, stop into Miracle Lanes or call or text 419-852-9962.
Wow. Tickets for the Toe and Go Raffle as part of the 2022 Win on the Wabash held in Fort Recovery, Ohio, are on sale now. This unique game show style raffle will be held on Friday, August 26th. And while you don't even have to be present to win, this interactive raffle will be all the more fun if you're there. Tickets sell for $100 each and can be purchased on our website, wowraffle.com, or at a number of local businesses. Tickets only sell till March 31st, so get yours now. Check out our website or follow WOW Super Raffle on Facebook for all the details. The Toe and Go Raffle, just one of the many ways you can win at the 2022 Win on the Wabash.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
The Stinger wasn't on there.
Stinger, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Sports Stinger.
Talk with Bubba and Feet.
Hey, we're back here. Good talking to Hal McCoy. Good talking to Steve Hellwagon.
Steve Hellwagon.
And we are getting ready for March Madness. And getting ready for March Madness, Fee, is our friends, loyal listeners, and all-around wonderful people, Chuck and Kathy Etzler.
Chuck and Kathy Etzler.
Because their granddaughter...
Going to the big one.
Going to the going big one. Going to UD on noon on Friday.
Friday, yep.
To her chance to play in the state championship with a win. Bobby? They play Country Day, team that beat Long Army,
right? Yep.
And beat Tri-Village.
Ooh.
So this team.
Well, they're kind of for real, though.
This team's they're good. For real.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that the Rangers will have their hands full.
Yeah.
And man, am I rooting for them.
Oh, my God, yeah. You got to.
Yeah.
I mean, what's their class is like. 19 or something.
It's
insane.
If Kathy, yeah. I think Kathy's listening. How many kids are in a senior class?
Yeah, text us or
it's crazy.
Or better yet, Kathy Etzler, call us on the Hastings hotline. 567-510-0114.
Yep.
And we would love to talk a little bit about the Knoxville Lady Rangers.
Yep. So let's say that number again because I'm pretty sure she didn't ever.
567.
Yep.
510.
Mm-hmm.
0114
yep.
is a Hastings hotline. Anybody wants to call in?
Hey, talk
yeah.
to
us. Oh yeah,
we will talk about anything.
Hey, I got a little tidbit.
Bring it on. I love tidbits.
And it came from not Kathy Etzler, but Chuck.
Uh oh.
Chuck said you might want to put this on your show tonight. So Brent Norris, coach of the Dolphins.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite a few years ago. A few years ago. Now he's in Columbus, I think. So. Chuck told me that I had no idea. He's got a freshman boy that plays for Wright State.
Yep.
And he's got a junior boy that plays for Loyola.
That's right.
He's got two boys on two different teams in the big tournament.
Well, that's pretty good.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
He's got a sophomore boy that plays for him in Columbus, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck said he's got a seventh grader that's the best one of all.
Really?
It's coming.
Wow.
I'd say it's a pretty athletic time family, for the Norris family.
Yeah.
How much fun will that be? They'll be all over the place.
His dad, Dan Norris,
yep,
coached with Mudboat, coached. And
yep,
he was at Versailles.
Versailles, yeah.
He was the biggest grouch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think Mudboat got along with him because they were in the same mode. Oh, Mudboat, grouchy as hell.
Grouchy's going to be.
Well, what I know about Mudboat coaching was he wasn't afraid to come uptown and face the Uptown Coaches Club.
He was awesome.
He was pretty good about that.
He didn't care. That guy was a. He was. They don't have coaches like that anymore.
That stuff don't happen.
Nope. No, they would.
They run
would
sit over
right there and
just take an absolute beating.
He just.
Yep, and tell you why. Yep. He did what he did. Yeah, so you could ask him anything, and he'd tell you.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that crazy coach. That was a lot of fun. Tell you that.
That's pretty cool. Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
I hope this is Chuck. We'll find out. Okay, here we go.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Who we got here?
Hey, Kathy Etzler.
Hey,
God love you, Kathy. God love Kathy Etzler.
You are getting fired up. You got to be fired up.
Well, I would just say, you know, you're fired up. You're glad to be there.
Yep.
These girls will give it a shot. No matter what.
Absolutely.
But they'll have their hands full, but,
yeah,
you know, we're glad to do that.
Absolutely.
You asked about numbers. I can tell you there's 96 in the high school at New Knoxville.
The whole high school.
Wow.
I can't tell you the breakdown of boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
96 in the high school.
That's incredible. Yeah.
But the seven girls come out of a small number. I know, mm-hmm, not too many. I mean, if there's only, you figure, well, divide 96 by 4.
Absolutely.
Then you break that 24. Down to girls and boys. So there are 7 girls playing basketball in Knoxville. So,
wow.
You know, there were 6 that played volleyball.
Yeah.
And then there's one girl that was a cross-country runner that joined them for basketball.
So. Now, the 6 that played volleyball, didn't they win a state championship?
Yeah, I think they did.
I think they did.
They did. So they've been there. You know, it's you know, that's well, that's a big deal.
There's not too many people can.
They went through in volleyball with their coach, and she's doing well. But you know that.
That's a tough situation.
I think that made them a little stronger at the time. I thought.
Yep.
You know, they might break down and fall apart.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of made them stronger.
Kind of made them tougher, didn't it?
As a lady who follows athletes like probably nobody else does,
mm-hmm,
of the women around, and you've been around here since, you know, Chuck come here in what, 1971, and you've been a huge follower.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been a huge purple and white bleeder since the day one you got here.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it like? Compare this when your granddaughters are playing sports and the feeling that is. Because I've never had a love like I have a love for my grandkids. I couldn't imagine what that thrill
is. How
neat
that is, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't know. You know, we just feel really blessed. We came home Saturday night. We sit here, we talk, we get teared up about it because my brother's been a great supporter of my kids and my grandkids. And we talked about, Neil knew my dad, Mason. And, and we talked about how much he would have loved all this.
Oh, my God, yes.
He got to be ready to play, you know.
Yeah.
But we've been blessed. Dave's kids have gotten to go to state, and we've gotten to watch Jenny at state, and now we've gotten to watch Haley twice at state. And we just think, gosh, we're just spoiled, sickly rotten.
And really,
we love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta love it.
And the most important thing of it all is your sidekick there is walking up and down the streets and jogging around, and
he's back.
He's unbelievable. He's $6 million man. Well, Steve Austin.
Got all kinds of new parts in him.
Yeah, God worked all that out for him too, you know. He didn't see a lot of volleyball except here at home, but then he was able to get to regional and state, and of course, we haven't missed anything in basketball.
Yep.
So, They're just, they feel so blessed. You know, we're just so blessed by the MAC and everybody around here. I mean, I can't tell how many people from everywhere are pulling for NK. And I think it's just, I think it would be anybody. And I think because they are small that, you know, people know this isn't going to happen to them a lot.
Right.
But, you know, comparatively, you know, I think that's why people think they're bigger. When you say there's 96 kids in the high school, people just go, no way.
Yeah.
And it's because it's competitive. But,
yes.
You know, that's going to be, it's going to be tough.
Competitive is an understatement.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, these girls, you know, and I'll tell you what, it comes down to four of these girls live really close to each other right there in New Knoxville. They could literally go out of their back doors at night and say goodnight.
Yeah,
right. And we get the biggest kick out of that because the back story on that is they've grown up being backyard kickball players.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, Mr. Henshin, I lost his first name right now, but
Jeff.
And you know, Jeff, yeah. I mean, that's that neighborhood right there.
Yeah.
So they have just, that's the key to all this. The key isn't these girls haven't played a lot of AAU, or I'm not saying that they've played some, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying the key for these girls is that they were a group when they were little. I mean little in their backyard.
Yeah, that's right.
And they just, they, four of them, I think, are going to go play volleyball, and I think they're going to miss each other horribly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but
bringing up the gang, that's big.
And congratulations, because your granddaughter is also going to play college volleyball. Is that correct?
She is. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard where. Or,
no.
She's verbally committed to Division II in Pennsylvania, and she's been there. And we just put that out there. But
good for her. I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Oops, sorry.
Let the cat out of the bag.
Oops. Are you allowed to tell us what school, and we could edit it out if you want us to?
I probably won't do that yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Division II, though.
That's awesome.
She got her first visit snowed out, and then they just got to go about a week and a half ago, and they all loved it. So
sure.
It's a little far, but, you know. She knew. I knew she would know when she was where.
Found the
she
right
loved
place.
The facilities. She loved, she loved everything about it.
Good.
She met with academic advisors and everybody, and she's wanted to play for a long, long, long time and has wanted to play volleyball.
Yeah.
So Haley's one of those players that never had any big stats, but she did a lot of things in both her sports.
Kind of like her mama.
Like mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
Yep.
Haley never had any stats, but she, this last Saturday night, that Toledo Christian, you know, had two players that they didn't have last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were in that regional four straight years. They were in that regional four straight years, so never got out of it. So, but Crestview had told us, because Crestview played them last year to get out of that regional.
Yep.
And they just kind of said, these girls weren't here last year. So
yeah.
I was kind of feeling bad for them, and then I kind of got over it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Well, those girls make it extremely easy for everybody in this area to root for them in volleyball, basketball, you know, even though they were playing another MAC school in the finals in volleyball, it was really easy to root for the Ranger girls.
That was again the second time what we've kind of faced Crestview, and you know, in our history here, the first time being in 71, and then and then this time, I probably hadn't talked to you, Bubba, but my brother Dave had a niece on the Crestview team, the Gregory girl.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is Dave's niece, and then Haley is Dave's niece. Then he had Court on the bench at Knoxville, and then the Gregory is Dave's nephew also.
Yeah.
So and then there was one more, Court, and then Jeremy. He's the guy who won state with Crestview.
Best.
Jeremy Best.
Yeah.
And Court played college basketball against each other, so it was kind of like old home.
All kinds of ties there.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. We are going to be making that track down to UD on Friday.
I know us, you are.
The Stoggers and the Kneecamps are going to go down and watch. And who we're going to be rooting for.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It'll be the best it can be, just the fact that they're there. And that's what I tell Haley, you leave it on the floor and that's it.
Do the best you can on the floor.
So I'm going to give you a little advice that you and your husband, I don't know what your game plan is, but I would get a hotel down there because it might snow a little bit and we don't want to have to worry with you guys driving. So, and I actually think that the Rangers are going to win this whole damn thing. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So wish you luck, sweetheart, and we'll see you down there Friday.
Good luck. We love you.
And thanks.
It's awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling us, Kathy.
Take care.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by Rocker Who?
Wayne Street Market.
I love you, brother. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a challenge. Fun reading, exciting activity going on now through Monday, March 14th at the Fort Recovery Public Library. For every 100 books checked out by Fort Recovery students during this time, the FREA will donate a book to the public library and another book to the school library. The students will have fun reading the books, and the libraries will receive more books for free. Everybody wins. Get up to the public library and check out some books during the Fun Reading Exciting Activity Challenge, sponsored by the FREA, going on now through March 14th. The Fort Recovery Library will be hosting author Mike Klinger, formerly of Delphus, on Tuesday evening, March 15th from 6 to 7 p.m. He will be talking about his Civil War book, The History of the 118th Ohio Volunteer Infantry 33 Corps. His book gives us insight into the personal and military lives and experiences of these volunteers during the Civil War. His research includes 500 letters and 6 diaries of the soldiers and also the regimental surgeon's daybook. Don't miss this presentation, giving us a chance to find out about the lives of some of the men from around the area who fought in the Civil War, Tuesday evening, March 15th at 6 p.m. at our library.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
Sports Talk, always nice to... All right, Hastings Hotline is on fire.
Fire right now. Fire, we got it.
I mean, you talk about legends.
Three of the best.
Three of the best.
Legends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to talk to the other legend, Randy Bonvillain.
Rocker.
Uh-oh.
So you have your...
Oh,
do
Lord.
You do your... on this day.
On this day.
And you missed... Yesterday was one of the biggest on this days in Fort Recovery Sports.
No, I didn't.
Finley, what'd you have?
Oh, Fort Recovery stuff, okay.
Oh, yeah. Fort Recovery.
Yep.
He forgot it.
I go pop culture. I don't go Fort Recovery.
Greg Colling had 55 at Finley.
55.
Yeah, I watched that that Facebook post that showed them all. That
was Eddie Van Halen.
55, I can't
drive. 50th, 49th, and 50th point,
Hagar.
Maybe?
That's Sammy Hagar, the chief.
No, Van Halen.
I think it was 49th and 50th point. They fed him the ball on the left side underneath, and three defenders went past him to the left, and he's standing there under the basket. Nobody else in the picture, and he just puts it
in. Okay, so we're trying to think of who it was against.
I didn't recognize the
Ryan Vanderhorst played there.
Come on. Okay. Somebody text us who that was against.
Why can't we think of it?
Stupid, we can't remember that. We're old.
We are old.
Very old. I got this text from Mr. Ross Wendell.
Roscoe.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fort Recovery Community Club is selling $50. You can Venmo this to the Fort Recovery Community Club.
Walsh.
Walsh. We didn't get long enough.
I had to Google it. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
How it works, you send them $50. Your team will be randomly drawn Wednesday night, March 16th, during the community club meeting.
Right.
If your team wins, gets to the Sweet 16, everybody gets $50.
Get your money back.
50. So 16 guys are going to get 50. Mm-hmm. If that team wins, your team gets another 75.
Now we're to what?
Now.
Oh, you're talking about another 75. Not 75 total, but another 75? That's good.
Another 75.
No, that'd be 75.
75 total. So another 25?
No.
Now let's do the math.
50 and 64. So that's
$50.
$3,200.
How many teams get in? 64 teams. So it'd be, yeah. So if you win, you can win. If you get to the Sweet 16, $50. If you get to the Elite Eight, $75.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to the Final Four, $100 each.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to the final game, $125. And the winner's going to get $150.
$150.
So all you got to do, and it's a great money raiser for the community club.
Community club.
Venmo.
How many you got left, Roscoe?
12.
12.
That's it.
Sell them.
There was 12 left 6 hours ago, I saw on Facebook.
So. Yeah. So Venmo, the community club, $50 will get you right up, and you have a chance to win some money. And most important thing is you're donating money to the community club.
Yep.
And
going
the
to the town.
Yeah, and that's, you don't get much better than that.
Just like the Sciota Zai that was on Insight, all that money goes out to the community.
Boom,
around and doing good things.
Good things.
It is.
I'm with you. Fee, we got we got a big weekend of basketball.
Yep.
We got crappy weather coming in.
Crappy weather, that's for sure.
We have
time change.
That's not till next Sunday.
That's coming Saturday.
This is coming Saturday night, Sunday morning. Yeah.
Spring forward. We're losing an hour of sleep.
Yep.
I'm going to be
grumpy.
You're always grumpy, but the way to defeat that is set your clocks at between
noon
and 4 in the afternoon. You always lose an hour on Saturday afternoon. I have no idea what time it is.
I wake up and pee every night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's
nice information. It has nothing to do with any of that.
So
if you set your clocks like hours before you go to bed on Saturday night, you don't know the difference.
You think if I get a diaper, I wouldn't wake up or not?
Depends on if they put it over your face or not.
I'm serious.
Shut down the snoring. Put a diaper over
your face. Me and Calvin always talked about doing that at a bar. Put a diaper on,
just go all night.
Hey, that post all brought to you by Depends.
That is how CW won the drinking contest before the Super Bowl about 15 years ago. He put on a diaper.
Good thinking.
And I just every night I wake up to pee.
I don't.
You got a good prostate,
I guess, but I
or like, bladder. Which one is it?
I don't know. Yeah, it's whichever.
Both.
I have no idea.
It is. Can you go all night without peeing?
For the most part, every once in a while, about 3:30, it kicks in.
Yeah, me too. 3:30.
Tonight I won't because I've had several beers. But
when I don't clock by me waking up at 3:30.
When I don't have any beers, I can sleep 9 or 10
hours. Do you stumble back to bed, though?
No, I get my phone out and I'm up for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to get up at what time to go to Cooper's?
Who knows? I usually try to sleep till 10 or 11 in the morning.
When's the last time you slept till 10 or 11 in
well,
the morning?
Well, plenty of buses Jeez. Out the door.
What's that? They're scratching him off.
Yeah, I'm done, Anna. I'm absolutely
He's
done.
Off the wall right now.
Okay, I got a question for you boys.
Bring it on.
Question.
We kind of alluded to it before, my top 10 running back list. Mm-hmm. Did I have Ezekiel Elliott too high on the mm-hmm. list?
Yeah. He was only at number 3. He wasn't number 1. So, yeah, you're probably okay.
Zeke?
Yeah, he sucks.
He's
hurt all the time.
Yeah, he gets hurt every week.
And, of course, apparently I put a wide receiver in there. Oops. caught me napping.
At least he didn't put a kicker in.
Yeah.
And then Ross. Wimpy Ross is... Sticks
look,
up for you.
Looks good, Rocker.
Ross is backing you up.
Don't piss on the haters, is what he said.
I got to have at least one. I got to have one backup.
Beat even a bagger.
If, you know.
Love it. Now,
you got to realize that 7 different people liked Ross's post of piss on the haters.
Ross mm-hmm. is a moron.
Including Bob uh-huh. Stogler. Yeah,
I did kind of think it's funny. Yeah, I did.
And
all
Bill
right, Stogler. So we got... Basketball.
Wide open basketball. Hoops.
Wide open.
And we're going to turn our attention to baseball.
Ew,
it's about because here. It's about here.
Eventually. See, the boys were out today.
Were they outside?
I believe.
2 weeks.
Next week, 60s.
I came home. I looked yep. and I seen them out in the field.
We're going to go through hell this weekend.
Yep.
Yeah. It can be
1 to 3 inches, 18 degrees, and 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Let me give Anki a call.
Yes. Get him up here.
I'll give him a call and see if we can get him up here next
That'd be
week.
Perfect.
Yep.
Let him tell us what's going on.
That would be perfect. Rocker, you're awesome.
See you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for buying my dinner today. Appreciated that.
2 weeks.
You a good man.
You bought his dinner?
Yep. Somebody did. Was it you?
Wasn't me. I wasn't there.
It wasn't me.
We had lunch together, you moron.
Chicken?
Yeah.
You usually have chicken with Bill.
It wasn't me.
How's the Alzheimer's?
I can't remember.
Did I buy you? I don't remember buying you lunch.
He didn't do it on purpose, I promise you that.
Caught me napping.
You're due to buy my dinner.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Will you take a $2 bill instead?
I would love a $2 bill.
$2 bill.
Pete, got anything else to add?
I got nothing.
Play ball. Marion Local got killed last night.
Ooh, they got thumper. Ooh.
I was watching that game. I enjoyed the hell out of that. I took them to win. I got abused on Twitter. Because I said Marion Local, 48, Antwerp, 44, and Marion Local kids are just built different.
A little yep. different.
And I got abused by the Antwerp folks.
44, 20.
Huh? Who do you know in Antwerp?
Nobody, but evidently.
Evidently, huh. I know you.
Somebody retweets that to some Antwerp folks. And
they ain't happy.
Next thing you know, the fat guy from Fort Recovery is getting
Antwerp.
Abused.
Antwerp.
Yep. Antwerp Archers.
Yep.
The Archers.
They're good.
Yes, they are. They were good last year and the year before.
They got a kid going to Finley.
They gave Columbus Grove all they wanted
probably
the last
number
couple
one team
years.
Their next game, right?
Yeah, Tiffin Calvert. That'll be a good
Calvert.
One. And Tri Village and Botkin's going to be a great.
Ooh, that'll
game.
Be a good one too.
That's going to be a.
And be a real slobber knocker.
She's a slobber knocker.
That will be a slobber knocker.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be.
After.
That's going to be a good one.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah,
that's going to be. Who are you taking in that? What do you?
I'm taking Tri Village. I think they were the best team we played this year.
Tri-Village?
Yep.
They're definitely the ones that hurt us the
I
most.
I don't like them. Two-time Trojan.
They were the first ones to throw the triangle and two at us. So that one hurt us bad.
Frogs in the old studio tonight.
So baseball starts in 2.5 weeks.
Not for the Reds.
Reds could be 2.5 weeks.
Fort Recovery High School Indians baseball starts in 2.5 weeks.
It does. Absolutely, it does.
Who's the play-by-play team?
We're out this year.
I'm going to guess.
And Homer Stouter.
You and Homer.
Well, Homer might have a hard time getting up the steps.
Well, he has to go up 35 steps to get to his house.
Where's Homer live?
Right next door above the Nature's Corner.
Okay.
Yep. He got tossed out of his place down by Harold's because somebody in the Rohrer family that nobody else likes took control of everything and ran him out so they could...
Homer's an icon.
Put somebody else. Yeah, he's awesome.
He is an icon.
I love
Homer. I do, too.
Homer, believe it or not, is not drinking anymore.
Shut her down.
Really?
Yeah, me either, but I'm not drinking any less.
So he went to the Fort Recovery Betty Ford Clinic, apparently.
Fort Recovery?
You are an idiot.
That's an old, old joke.
That's a great one.
It is a good one.
Drinking anymore.
I'm not drinking anymore. Not drinking any less.
I'm drinking any less.
I think that's a Dean Martin from about 50 years ago.
Could be a Dean Martin.
That reminds me, and this is probably not a true story, but one of my all-time favorites, Dan Dreesen, comedian that always opened for Frank Sinatra. So he claimed that he was in a limousine with with Sinatra, Dean Martin, him, limousine driver, after a show in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So they're driving back to the hotel about 2 or 3 in the morning, and they drive by one of the distilleries. And Frank looks over at Dean and says, "Yep, see, you can't drink. You can't outdrink them. They can make more than you can drink." He said, Dean Martin says, "Yeah, but they got them working 3 shifts." Pretty sure that's not true, but Letterman made him tell that story every time he was on.
But yeah, I got him working three shifts.
Three shifts.
That's good. Great night tonight. We had good great guest.
Yep.
And we will be back next Wednesday night with Sports Talk presented by Rocker
Way Street Market.
We'll see you next week, folks.
See you next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.